You know, on Wednesday night, I just talked to you. I don't know, sometimes you can call it a sermon, sometimes just call it a talk. But I'd just like to talk to you about things that will help you in spiritual and natural life. Tonight, I want to talk about God's favor. Now, the story of Joseph in the Bible, I think, teaches us a lot about God's favor, helps us get through difficult situations. I sort of look at the life of Joseph as the type of a believer who learns to walk out the plans of God for their life. Now, when we have God's favor in our life, we can overcome and walk in victory. Oswald Chambers says, "Grace is the overflowing favor of God. You can always count on it being available to draw upon as you need it." You see, we have God's favor to help us make it through every situation. Now, this doesn't mean that we won't face any difficulty just because we have God's favor. It means that God is with us to help us get through every situation. Now look at Psalms 5:12. Psalms 5:12. I see people turning, and then I see them on their devices, you know. Some people have their regular Bible. Some people got the Bible on their device. Okay. "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield." Now, that's the New King James. And now the NLT says that last clause, "You surround them with your shield of love." The Amplified Classic says, "As with a shield, you will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor." The New Century says, "You will protect them like a soldier's shield." Now, looking at this, you see in these different translations, you see favor, love, protection, goodwill. They all work together. You know, spiritually, there are many different spiritual things that work together. They are not isolated forces. You know, sometimes people try to use faith as an isolated force, but if you go read what Peter said, he said, "Add to your faith," and he lists a whole bunch of things. And so here we see favor, but it includes love, protection, and goodwill. Favor. I think this describes Joseph's life. He had favor everywhere he went, but he was in a lot of different tough situations. Now, he went through some tough things. Joseph had favor. Why? Because he kept his attitudes right. When people keep the right set of attitudes toward God and man, God will bring favor into their life. Having wrong attitudes will keep you from having favor in your life and not in your life. You know, some people, they have a bad attitude. All they do is gripe and complain. And when you look at Joseph, even though he got in some bad situations, you never see him complaining. You know, why do people get wrong attitudes? Well, some people, they just think negatively. They think everybody is against them. And then some people have bad attitudes because they're insecure, they're full of fear, they don't have any confidence in themselves. And then some people have bad attitudes. They're just greedy and run over anybody that gets in their way because they're going to get their share and more too if they can. Then some people have what we call the persecution complex, where they are always sure that somebody's talking about them and that somebody's always against them. You can see these kind of people when they walk into a room and everybody's talking and then they be quiet. Immediately they say, oh, they're talking about me. Well, no, they wasn't. They was planning a surprise birthday party for you. You see, people like this won't experience God's favor. God wants to be involved in everything that we do, both spiritually and naturally. You know, He wants to be in our relationships, in our business dealings, in our financial situations, in our families. We actually need to expect God's favor. I got a book out there. I don't know how many lessons on expect. There's a book out there in the bookstore called Expect. So you need to get in and read it, because you need to expect all the time, expect God's blessings. You know, expect Him to move with favor in your behalf. Expect Him to speak to others and they will be favorably towards you. Expect God's favor to be with you in everything that you're involved in. See, some people always want to put spiritual and natural. Hey, we are a natural people living in a spiritual world at the same time. And it's not all natural and it's not all supernatural. But all of you that have been here at this church for very long know my saying, the natural and the supernatural working together make the explosive force for God. You know, have you ever seen somebody that everything they talk about, and they, if somebody says something or they hear something, they say, now what does that mean? Hey, I've had people come to my, now I heard Brother so-and-so say this. What does that mean spiritually? I said, nothing. Oh, that blows their mind. I said, everything does not have to have a spiritual meaning to it. We do live in a natural world, and some things are just natural. Now, I'm not talking about bad things and so forth. How many understand what I'm saying? Now, Joseph shows us how the favor of God worked for him in his life. Joseph had favor, first of all, with his father. Genesis 37:3. Now Israel, or Jacob, you remember, Jacob wrestled with the Lord and he changed his name to Israel. Have you ever read that in the Old Testament? Anybody ever read that in the Old Testament? Oh, about 150 of this whole crowd has read that. Go read about it. And he changed his name to Israel. Loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a tunic or a coat, we might say, of many colors. Now he gave this to Joseph. And this, caused his brothers to be quite upset with him. But the reason is because one commentary says that a coat, this kind of a coat, showed this distinction. It was worn by the noblemen and the king's daughters. And the pulpit commentary says it had been supposed that Jacob objected to conferring to Reuben, who was the firstborn, the birthright, But he was not going to do that. He was going to do it, give it to Joseph. And that's what this was saying. So when his brothers saw that the father loved Joseph, they hated him. And Genesis 37:4, if you want to read it, they sold him into slavery to the Midianites, sold him to the Midianites, and they took him to Egypt, and they sold him into slavery. Now we see, even though Joseph walked in favor, he still went through difficulties. And so here he is, you know, working for Potiphar, an Egyptian officer, and who bought him as a slave, Genesis 39:2-4. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in the sight of it and served him. Then he made him overseer, and he put all things in the house underneath him. Now Joseph was in charge of everything, but he was a slave. That he's doing pretty good, living a pretty good life, because the favor of God's on him. But Potiphar's wife made advances toward him, and he rejected her, and so she got mad, and she told Potiphar he tried to rape her, and so they had him put in jail. But when he got into prison, the dungeon wasn't really a prison, it's a dungeon, he had favor. Genesis 39:21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. So he was in some difficult circumstances, but God gave him favor, and he was sort of in charge underneath the jailer. He was in charge of the prison. Now, it wasn't a nice prison. There ain't no prison nice. I mean, there isn't any prison nice, I guess you should say. But this was far from anything close to what we have today, and even though they're not good, this was a dungeon. The rats was running around, all kinds of, there was no facilities of any kind, so there was stench and all kinds of stuff. But even in these unfavorable conditions, he found favor. God was with him. You know, the story of Joseph is one of the greatest stories in the whole Word of God about forgiveness. It is the greatest story on forgiveness that there is. In fact, I don't know if any of you ever go up to Branson to have Sight and Sound Theater up there. Well, Glenn Eshelman is the man that started Sight and Sounds in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He went to one of our Rhema grads' churches up there, Sam Smucker's church. And some of our group has been to the Sight and Sound up in, some of our group at Travels has been to the Sight and Sound up there when we were speaking up there in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. But what he does, he takes a Bible story. He's a great artist, and he designs all the, he draws and designs the sets and everything. And I saw, he had Joseph, any of you see Joseph up at Branson? Anybody go see Joseph? I got a few hands. I saw it 3 times. And it brought tears to my eyes all 3 times. It is the greatest story when he is with those brothers at that table and he shows forgiveness. Hey, he could have put them all in jail. He was second in command. We'll talk about it underneath Pharaoh. He could have done anything he wanted to do. But It's the greatest story. And his attitudes is what kept him with favor with God, because he never got down. He never got bitter. He just kept believing God. And actually, now, because he had interpreted a dream for one of the servants of Pharaoh, the Pharaoh needed a dream interpreted, and they told him about Joseph. And they went and got him out of the prison and dressed him up and took him up to Pharaoh. And Genesis 41:38-44. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this man, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all the people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you." Man, that's favor. From the prison to the palace. Hello. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took off his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph. That's like us. Sometimes you ever have to have a seal we got a seal that with documents. It's got the Rhema seal. In fact, it's on your diploma, or will be. And he clothed him in the garments of fine linen, put a gold chain around his neck, and had him ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried out before him, "Bow the knee." So he set him over the land of Egypt. Pharaoh also said to Joseph, "I'm Pharaoh. Without your consent, no man may lift his hand or foot in all of the land of Egypt." Now, all of a sudden, here he's coming from being in a pit that his brothers put him in, sold him into the a band of Midianites walking, going by. Of course, they were slave traders. And so they took him to Egypt. They sold him into slavery. He went into the dungeon. And now, here he is with oversight over Egypt. And he's over everybody. All of the other officials and everybody in the kingdom. He is second in command underneath Pharaoh. Now, that is the favor of God. Everywhere, in every situation, he had favor. Say favor.
Favor.
God's favor.
God's favor.
You see, those royal clothes that he wore, they said something. They said who he is. When he walked by, if they saw those clothes, man, they immediately got to attention. I mean, I spent 3 years in Uncle Sam's army, and there's some other people do here. If you're out walking on if you're just walking on the property, going to the PX or going somewhere, and all of a sudden there's a car comes down the street, and on the front of it, it has a little tag, and it's got two stars. You better stop and salute while it drives by. Have I got military people? Is that not correct? Because that's the general or the admiral or somebody. Even if you're walking down the street, you're walking this way, and all of a sudden you see any officer, including just the first lieutenant, second lieutenant, captain, major, light colonel, you better salute as you walk by if you know what's good for you. That's the position he had. Everybody bowed to him. And with that gold necklace around his neck, that said, "Don't touch me." And nobody did. And when they had any kind of of parades or anytime they were riding in the chariots, Joseph gave Joseph a chariot that rode right behind him. Now, you got to think about this a minute. Think about the favor that here. Here, Joseph is a Johnny-come-lately come out of the prison. And you got all of these other people that have been there serving the king. The Pharaoh, the same thing as the king. And here comes old Johnny, late come lately. Nobody knows him. No, he hasn't done anything that anybody knows about except interpret Pharaoh's dream. And Pharaoh, he's been put in all of this position. I call that favor, don't you? That's the favor of God. You know, all of these things have a great significance showing how the favor of God can work. So, you know, in your circumstances and situations, you got to keep believing God. And everybody knows, I mean, it wasn't no secret. It's all over the news. Blake's sitting there now, minister of gospel, gone to Raymond. But as I was preparing this, I got to thinking about the favor that he had in the first place that he got in was the county jail down there in Tulsa. And this guy that was in there that knew one of the people that was from Raymond, he told Blake, he said, "You stay with me. Don't you go anywhere and do anything." And I guess everybody in there was afraid of him. You know, he gets finally sentenced and has to go to the prison. And there's a 300-man waiting list to get into the Freedom Pod. And it's run by Teen Challenge, and he had been to Adult Teen Challenge. There's a 300-man waiting list. He got in there in 1 week. He's a Johnny come late. He just got in prison, just been in prison a week. Some of these guys have been in there for a long time trying to get into that Freedom Pod. Why would I tell you that? That's we lived it. Our family lived it. But that we saw the favor of God all the way through this. Somebody said, "Well, you shouldn't even talk about that." Well, why not? Everybody else knew. It was all over the news here. But can you understand what I'm trying to talk to you about tonight? The favor of God. Even when you find yourself in a horrible situation, if you'll believe God and trust God, turn your life around like he did. And, you know, they kept telling him, "Well, yeah, the judge, he told you that he'd review it, but nobody ever gets out." And he told him, he said, "I will." And he did. It's highly unusual. Favor of God. Come on. I'm not telling that to feel sorry for. I'm telling that, hey, I'm telling you, I watch God's favor work. Come on now. You know, when you do a little study, you'll find out that Joseph was about 17 years old when he was sold the first time. It wasn't until he was 30 years old that he made it to the palace with Pharaoh. But he kept walking in the favor of God in every situation. And he eventually came out on top because of the favor of God. See, God wants us to have favor spiritually and naturally in every area of our lives. God is concerned about every area of our life. business, spiritual, social, financial, physical, family, everything. God is concerned about everything in your life. He wants you to have favor. And you know, some people might laugh sometimes, but I pray, I thank God for the favor. That's biblical. Thank God for favor. In the midst of negative and difficult situation, expect God's favor. We need to keep believing God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, because we know God is working and we will have favor. And actually, God will move on people to make decisions and do things that they normally wouldn't do just because of the favor of God. You know, you think about it for a minute. It's highly unusual that a king, hearing his cupbearer, whoever it was, telling him about this guy down in prison that interprets dreams, how likely is it that he would really go and call for a guy out down there in prison? He's in prison because he's done stuff bad anyway. That's unlikely. But when you expect God's favor, the unlikely happens. Hello? You know, David faced many difficult situations. Look at Psalms 31:15. He says here, "My future is in your hands. Rescue me from those who hunt me down relentlessly. Let your favor shine on your servant. In your unfailing love, rescue me." God's favor is there to rescue us. God's favor is there to show us a way of escape. You know, we all know this, but this is the day of favor. And the NLT, 2 Corinthians 6:2 said, and we know this, for God says, "And at just the right time, I heard you on the day of salvation. I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." Now, the NIV reads it like this. For he says, "In the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I help you. I tell you now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." Now, this Greek word salvation here means salvation, but it also means healing, protection, provision, wholeness. Hey, that's part of what favor is, isn't it? And then we read that back up there in the beginning. See, we're living where God's favor is available for us. It's not something that we wish for, hope for. It's ours if we will believe it and expect it. Instead of griping and complaining, thank God for the favor upon our life in whatever situation we're facing or dealing with. Sometimes somebody says, "Oh, what I'm going through is too hard. I just can't survive." Right there tells you that they don't expect favor of God. Man, when it looks too hard and it looks like it's all over, but the shouting, all you got to do is say, "It may look bad, but I know the favor of God's working right now. I can't see it, I can't feel it, but the favor of God's working. And you just wait and watch it. You hide and watch. I'll come out on the other side. This situation will not keep me down." You know, now, you get over here in Genesis 50. He has revealed himself to his brothers. Genesis 50:17. And so here they are. They're saying, so we, the servants of the God of your father, beg you to forgive us our sin. When Joseph received the message, he broke down and wept. Then his brothers came and threw themselves down before Joseph. Hey, if you go back to the dreams that Joseph had, remember all of the she's bowed down to his, that his she. Look, we are your slaves, they said. But Joseph replied, don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended me harm, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to the position so I could save the lives of many people. No, don't be afraid. I'll continue to take care of you and your children. So he reassured them by speaking kindly to them. Joseph had been shown favor by God, and now he is showing favor to his brothers that most people would have said, hey, you did this to me. Look what I can do to you now. Hello? Let's be honest. Come on. But he showed them favor, even though they had wronged him. This is a picture of what we should do as we live our life down here. God freely forgave us and accepted us and gave us favor. So we need to freely forgive and be kind to others and show them favor. In the midst of every difficult situation, we see that Joseph walked in favor, the favor of God. Now, here's some action plans to help you to have favor. Keep a positive attitude, expecting God's favor. Believe the promises of God about having God's favor in your life. Maintain a good confession of God's promise of favor being in your life. All right, everybody stand up. It's 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes. All right, everybody say this with me. God has promised me favor in his word.
God has promised me favor
in his word. I have favor with every person I meet. I am highly favored by God in everything I do. I have favor at home with my family. I have favor at work with my bosses and coworkers. I have favor in school with my teachers and fellow students. And make this one really loud. I have the favor of God in everything I do. Now put your hands and thank God for favor in your life. Father, we thank you for the favor of God in everything we do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God.